Salute.
What's happening?
How you doing, bro?
What's going on, man?
Everything good?
Good, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Come on, bro. You already know it. You know it for sure. You living or you surviving?
Hey, man, surviving. Doing a little bit of both. I think we all do a little bit of both, living and surviving. I think that's a beautiful part about it all, man.
It's real. Yeah. Explain.
I mean, living it, you know, is like enjoying the process of doing what you're doing and then actually surviving this and doing the things, the obstacles that you run into along the way and embracing it all. Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings, to those in the midst of greatness, and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Take them back, man.
Let's take them back.
Before rap, at age 9, what did you want to be?
I want everybody to want to play football, basketball, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir, for sure.
Also, me, I was real big on, you know, like wanting to express myself in art, too.
Gotcha.
I was big in the art, watching my brother do his thing in art. Like, you know, I got an older brother, like, he was real big in AP art, so watching him do his thing, I kind of drew a big entrance, you know, and trying to pick up that pen.
I was about to say, like, so you,
yeah,
you, like, everything started off with cartoons, everything.
Yeah. So,
that's dope, bro.
So the biggest thing I used to love to draw was like abstract. Like, I used to see my brother drawing, like, he'll have an eye drawn, like with tears, but it'll have, like, a lot of different things, and it'll mean something at the end. And that's kind of like what a song is. Like,
that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So it's kind of like what kind of got me into that segue and doing music.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Respect. For sure.
That's
what's up, man. So from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, sir. H-Town.
Come on now.
Here in town, Alabama, the big Zach. But yeah, the biggest city, Birmingham. Yes, sir.
For sure. What is that like growing up, man? Take us back to the childhood. What was it like there?
Man, it was an experience, you know, I say the least. You know, I saw a lot of street stuff, like, you know, everybody do in the hood. Yeah. But I saw a lot of inspirational stuff too. I had a lot of good role models, you know, good and bad.
For sure.
But I was fortunate enough to learn from everybody and kind of put it into who Salute really is.
Right.
So
sure.
I kind of represent everybody, man.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real. And you mentioned your older brother. Any more siblings?
No, it's just me and him.
Okay, you know for sure. That's what's up.
Just me and him.
This young man in the building today?
Yeah.
Come
shout
on,
out
man.
Will for real. Shout out Will for real. My cousin Brad in the building too.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all, bro. For sure. And you, from research, you played basketball growing up.
Yeah,
you
man.
Play. All right, now.
Yeah.
I heard some stories for sure, bro. So what was that like, bro? Like, heard you had some hops too, bro.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Like growing up in there, I'm a country nigga.
Gotcha.
Walk around with your shoes all racing with shoes barefooted. So I guess that kind of gave me a upper hand when it came to getting in gyms and putting shoes on. I ain't even really know I had no bounce like that, for real, until like my ninth grade gym. And my cousin, he betted me if I could grab the rim. You know, tried it. I'm like, that far. So within a year and a half, I would punch
training.
Yeah, so by the end of my 10th grade year, I was punching that thing.
That's real.
I was like 5'6" when I got my first oop and put it down. Yeah.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Family been athletic? Is that something
you
went to the family? That's real.
Yeah, my grandma had 12 kids, eight girls, 12 boys.
Wow.
And most of all my uncles athletic. Like two sets of twins, you know, all of them hooping.
That's real.
Ugging on Sunday over the game, basketball, football.
That's
I love my family,
bro,
but we real big sports family there.
And I could imagine, you know, like even, you know, y'all tight knit too.
Oh, yeah, we love each other down there. And that's what the passion comes from the sports.
That's
we push each other to be great.
That's
for
dope,
sure.
bro. Yeah. For sure.
It all started with sports, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Take it back, man, for your fans.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
In high school, I was known as a kid that.
I was known as a kid that was kind of shy.
Gotcha. Okay.
I was shy. So when I grew into the music space, people were like, man, that nigga do music.
Gotcha.
You know, and I was like, yeah, you know, just kind of proving, not really proving them, but proving to myself who I really was.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like, people probably ain't know that about
me.
That's
real. For sure. Okay. Gotcha. So let me ask you this. Your brother abstract with art.
Yeah.
Did he express himself with rap as well? Did you follow his lead with that too?
I think he kind of made me do it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? You know, kind of like when you got an older brother, you know, your pop figure,
that's
you know.
Right, bro. That's right.
He loved music. Like,
that's
he
real.
Loved Scarface. He loved, you know, Ball and G. So whatever was popping at that time, Coolio, anything like getting into Eminem, Ice Cube, right, and, you know, the real hip hop heads, you know, so I kind of learned the dynamics of a real hip hop song, on, and that's what kind of gave me.
And we gonna get into that too, bro. Like, bro, you different, you different for real, bro. So while we on that, your top five, I'm interested to know who your top five as a fan.
Oh, I like that, man. I like that. Hey, he put me on the spot, y'all. I got. Hey, I love it. I love it. So number one, I'ma always say Pac, man.
Come on, bro.
Pac, I'ma go Pac. Then after Pac, I'ma go Wayne.
Gotcha. Okay.
After Wayne, I'm going to go Scarface.
Come on, storytellers. Come
then I'm going to go 3 Stacks. Then I'm going to go Tip.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Now things make sense. Yeah. Listening to you, now it makes sense, bro. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that for sure. Yeah. For sure. All right, let's keep it back.
Yeah.
What was your first job?
My first job was, I worked in a seafood spot, man. I really realized that, you know, I was allergic to seafood.
Bro, me too,
my
bro.
First job. Man, I went home, man. I was cleaning them oysters, man. I went home and rubbed my eye, boy. I was looking like I got hit by a sumo wrestler, boy.
Bro, for real.
Yeah,
bro,
so like, that was my first job.
Since then, have you actually thought it was like, you know, a childhood thing and tried to resurface and eat again?
Man, you know what? This is a funny story. You know, I first got tapped in with Devin the Dude. Shout out to OG Dale.
That's what's up. Devin
the Dude, sure. Man. We was at his crib one night at the studio session, and he was making everybody some shrimp or frito or whatever. And I guess he had already made the shrimp and cooked it in there.
Right.
He was like, man, everybody eat shrimp. I was like, no, I don't eat shrimp. You know, I ain't want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that right.
So I think he had picked the shrimp about that thing.
Gotcha, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think he meant no harm by it,
right, right.
I ain't know. We were so right, you know what I'm saying? So we sitting down and I'm eating there, and my cousin looking at me like, man, what's wrong with you? My lip start looking like a blowfish.
That's real.
And by the time I left, people like, yeah, that boy allergic to seafood.
For real.
Yeah. So that was my first job.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, being allergic to seafood, that kind of alters how you, you know, your lady friends too. Like, bro, like, you like, nah.
Oh, yeah, you can't tell her
that's real, bro.
Like, you can't give them your kryptonite. So you allergic to seafood
that's
too? Real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, shellfish.
Oh. Man.
Bro, like shellfish. Yeah, bro.
But
like,
what it do to you? It make you swell up?
Bro, swell, bro. Hey, look, crazy part is that's why I asked you, was it a childhood thing?
Yeah, yeah.
In the military, boot camp, bro. Yeah. I was like, I'm like, man, no, you know, so, bro, popcorn shrimp.
Gotcha.
Up out of there, bro.
Gotcha.
That's real, bro. Let me ask you, looking back in high school, you know, young, what was that dream car you always wanted, bro?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I was watching my brother growing up young. I wanted that Mustang. That 5.0 like Kane. I was real little dude watching my brother, you know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro. That's real.
So yeah, so it was it was definitely that, you know, that 5.0 Mustang, that old school. Now I would say it's more the Dodge Challenge. I was able to get one.
That's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying? When I got over, I said, whatever, I'm gonna to go get that thing.
So that's speed is gotcha, for sure.
Maserati as well, you know, and I was able to get both of them.
Gotcha.
So,
come on, bro. Don't play with it.
Yes, you gotta work for what you want, man.
Bro, that's a fact. That's real. Bro, and after high school, you pretty much, you know, went on ITT for engineering.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha. How was that? What did you learn as a, you know, young man taking on that form? What did you learn from that?
It was a super cool, it was new.
Gotcha.
But it was something that welcomed because I was real mathematically inclined.
Right.
And I was already into the arts. So like engineering is like, it was like a marriage of both
of
those.
That's a fact. That's real.
So
bro.
I was like a little kid in the candy store. I enjoyed the process of becoming an engineer.
Gotcha.
And ITT Tech taught you all the aspects of different parts of engineering. Civil, mechanical, structural, piping.
Come on.
So
bro.
By me doing real estate now, it kind of all made sense. You
real,
know what I'm saying?
Bro. Yeah. And as an artist, bro, do you know, with all that you have, bro, do you look at this world as your canvas?
Yes, I do.
I know you do, bro.
Like every time I feel like we walk in the room, I feel like we are an instrument.
Wow.
Our energy that we give, you know, because whatever we give off, we get back. And it's
that's
the same
real.
Thing when you walk in the studio.
That's real,
for
bro.
Sure.
Respect. That's real.
For sure.
You know it.
For sure.
You actually, you know, we spoke off camera. We spoke about, you know, military as well.
Yeah.
Special forces.
Yeah.
8 years.
Yeah.
Bro, I know it made you a beast of a man after that, bro.
Oh my God! Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can relate.
That's a fact.
The first 3 years is kind of like you coasting.
Yes.
You know, so by the time we got to Iraq, that's when I linked in with my special forces unit, and like I had a British special forces partner.
Right.
And I had one from First FSOD. Gotcha. And we was their support. So we all became a unit over there that gotcha. They just kind of put together a mechanized unit in Iraq.
Gotcha, wow.
So I was like, so we was up training with them every day, doing everything they was doing. And just to see the mindset.
Go ahead.
And to not make no excuses. No matter what was in front of you, you had to look for the positive in every day to try to. You already know how
that's real, man.
So you had to keep that morale up. And I feel like that's what's missing in music.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I want to keep the morale up by bringing different elements.
That's real.
And
bro, your tracks is... You don't have a, bro, it's gumbo in there. It ain't no, all right, bro, I know I'm going to salute to hear this. No. Nah,
right.
It's literally, bro, you don't know what the next track is going to be. Right. That's real, bro.
I appreciate
for
that.
For sure,
man.
Bro. You
appreciate
know,
that.
For sure, bro.
That.
And shout out to the 35 Platoon.
Yeah, you already know 3-5. You already know what's up. Shout out to my 3-5 Platoon, man. Y'all heard him, then.
Come on, bro. That's real, bro. Real, man. You actually, you know, if you could give your 18-year-old self, you know, I think you went in. You went in at what time?
19. Right. I went in at 19.
If you could give your 18-year-old self advice right now, what would you have gave him?
Be patient. Wow. Be patient and be intentional.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of us, we second guess ourselves. Yes, I actually got a track on this new coming album called Follow Your First Mind.
Wow.
And the second line is because the second one might be deadly.
Gotcha.
And I think that we can be our own worst enemy. So if I could tell my 18-year-old self anything, man, go for it, bro.
Be intentional.
Trust your instinct.
It's real.
For sure.
About 30 seconds of your time. I really appreciate your support. With every interview, my aim is to bring integrity and fun back to the culture. And I can't do it without you. If you're enjoying this episode, please hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, and hit the like button. It helps the algorithm. I appreciate you. Back to the interview. Do you always feel like you was born for the music and entertainment industry?
I do, man. I feel like growing up, just watching TV, I put on whatever it was a sitcom or a video.
Right.
I was always reenacting. And looking back, talking to my mom and them and talking to everybody that I grew up with, I never really realized how much it was a part of my life.
Gotcha.
Like every year at the end of our elementary school year, we had what you call children's theater. So we had to reenact one of our favorite books.
Okay, dope.
Now,
dope.
I ain't like it at the time, you know, because it's something they make you do. But
exactly.
As I got older, I started to appreciate, like, man, this probably was always a part of my destiny.
Wow.
So I kind of embraced it as I got
older. That's
real,
bro. That's real.
For sure.
What drives you, man? You know, like, we're going to pack all this. What drives you, like, as a man?
Helping other people, for sure.
Real, bro.
And delivering. I feel like I'm here to deliver a message. Like, people might hear songs like Rich, and I'm always going to give you that fun stuff, but you might get a song like Protect Your Peace, like you said, that gumbo.
Go ahead.
And I feel like my job is to show people all elements. So that's what salute means, being able to blend into whatever environment you in.
Gotcha.
Because we feel different every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So. And how did you, military, but how did you get your stage name, Salute?
Count of that.
Come on, what I'm saying? Because
my pops was in the military, He passed, my mom was 6 months pregnant. So I kind of picked the baton up with him from him after I got out of college or whatever. And I was like, man, what is a name that fits my journey when I got out? You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like summarizes who I am and what I represent.
Bro.
Salute, respect.
Damn, respect, bro.
For sure.
Just a history for those who don't know what the salute, man. Like, it starts with the brim.
Yeah.
People don't understand.
45
like,
degree
come on, bro. Come on, man. It's like, I acknowledge you. I see you.
Yes, sir.
That's real, bro. For sure. Let's talk fitness, man. Come on. Yes, sir.
For sure.
Bro, why is maintaining optimal health important in your journey?
I feel like it's really important because, especially us in the African American community, it's kind of a misconception that we kind of sweep it under the rug, or it's something we want to get to quick.
Gotcha.
And I don't knock nobody, feel like doing or whatever, but I feel like when we embrace the journey of health, then it becomes fun.
Gotcha.
And then you get the benefits of it. Because I tell people all the time, like my OG Bigger Rank said, shout out Bigger Rank.
Come on, shout out Bigger Rank.
Bigger Rank, he said, health is wealth, man.
That's
I be like,
fact,
yeah, we
bro.
Need our
That's
bag.
A fact.
For sure.
That's
so,
a fact. You can't.
Yeah.
It means nothing without the health.
For sure.
That's
for
real,
sure.
bro. For sure.
For sure.
That's, and that's, just for those out on this journey, bro, like, what's the biggest important tip you can give somebody? Like, man, like, is it consistency or what? Or is it just like,
I think that is.
Gotcha.
I think consistency is the most important component to anything you're
anything.
Doing.
That's real, bro.
I think consistency and discipline.
Gotcha.
Right?
That's right.
Because you got to have the discipline to do it and the consistency to keep it going.
Wow, right. That was
right.
a bar. You can't do it without a bar.
Right.
Respect.
For sure.
Let me ask you, man, dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
That I'm more stronger than I thought I would.
Wow.
I lost my mama back in 2020. And you think when you get past something that it's over, but each year it's a different obstacle, another emotional obstacle
right,
that
bro.
She was there for you that you didn't realize
gotcha.
That you passed. So yeah, I feel like I discovered I was a lot more stronger than I was the past year.
That's real, bro.
Perseverance.
Respect. Yeah, respect, for sure. And dating back a year, what's something you learned about those around you?
That some people may not be there for the reasons you want them to be.
Gotcha.
You know, like I say, intentions.
Intention.
You know, so
you intentions. You're very intentional.
Yes, sir. And like when you are intentional, you see who not.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Gotcha.
For sure.
Let's talk your track heart, man.
Okay.
Come on, man. I wake up going hard. Go to sleep going hard. My whole life been hard. That's why I got hard. Raised on that now, 4-4 the fifth ward. Was outside with the G's putting in work. Okay. Feature Slim Thug.
Yes, sir.
You know, bro, you came a long way from serving dives in the trenches. Bro, come on now.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Real, bro. Definitely, man. So how did that track conspire? How did that track come
out? Man, it came together with OG E-Rock. Shout out E-Rock. Phil Ford, sure. Boys, man. Shout out E-Rock. He put it together, man. He the one who kind of walked me in the game, okay. You know. He know Thugger because they all from the north side.
Okay, like,
if I was from Houston, I'd be from Phil Ford.
Real, gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
So,
sure. That's real.
So it was only a matter of time. We were riding around. E-Rock would listen to the. He was like, man, that's hard. He was like, man, you know what would be hard on that? He was like, man, you need to put Thug on that.
Gotcha.
Like, let's do it.
Wow.
So he called him up. He sent Thugger the record. He was like, man, that motherfucker hard. So
y'all went, bro.
Yeah,
y'all went. Y'all ate on that, bro. That's hard.
Appreciate
that's hard,
it.
For sure, bro.
Appreciate it.
Is that like a, because I could tell you your type of tracks you pick. You know, like you're meticulous in how you do certain things. So even your features, I know you like, you know, it don't matter who it is. Like, no, it gotta mesh well with what I'm trying to put out.
Right.
Is that important on your journey as well? Like,
Absolutely. The people you work with is like kind of like that paintbrush to the color you pick.
Bro.
So Slim Thug was kind of like, me and him were getting together. Not only did we connect on that track, like he said, he enjoyed it the whole way there before he even got to the studio. He inspired me from doing real estate.
Gotcha.
Boss Hog Construction. So, like, when we got on the set of the video, that's all we were talking about, you know. So, shout out to Thugger, man. That boy, that's solid.
That's real. Bro, for sure. For
shout
sure.
out to Thugger.
Bro, a very introspective track that you have, bro. Who taught you?
Woo! Yeah.
Bro,
I
listen to that track, bro, I'm like, okay, Salute ain't normal. He ain't, he's different.
Right.
He's different. Bro, like, you. All right, that's a man of integrity.
Right.
That's a man saying something with something, just like you said, like, bro, like, I'm intentional.
Right.
Bro, it was well-crafted from front to end, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
What brought about that type of track?
That's a good question. I felt like during that time, like, I was going through a real tumultuous, like, peak and valley season in my life about seeing people getting killed by the police.
Gotcha, bro.
And just seeing the inequities in our neighborhood and just walking past it and just not saying anything.
Not saying nothing.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like us as hip hop, you know, artists, that's one of our main responsibilities
bro,
is to report.
That's bro.
You know what I'm saying? I think we lost that element.
Bro, that's a fact. That's a fact.
So I'm a big Malcolm X fan.
Come on, I see.
So that's what you hear
right,
in the
that's
track.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So shout out Malcolm X and his family, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I sampled his voice in it, and he's pretty much saying who taught you. And I'm kind of going back and forth with him, you know, saying like what how we've been deprogrammed by the system we've been implemented in. And we don't even know it.
Don't even know it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like through schooling, through, you know, the things we watch, you know, the things they put on TV.
Bro.
It's all a program that I think Cat blew the top off that thing a little bit. You know what
bro.
I'm saying? So it's kind of like in that direction. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Will we see more of that as well in your journey?
Right.
I'm
absolutely.
Come
absolutely.
On, bro.
Listen, you're gonna hear a lot more
bro,
of that because,
that's, bro, like, that's
because
what,
you gotta have some kind of like some courage to do it.
You do.
Because people don't like to hear, but you know, I'm gonna give it to him.
I wasn't ready for that. So I was like, okay. He's on bro, like, bro, when bro, because you're Renaissance man, like, bro, when a wise man speaks, you know, you listen.
Right.
Bro, you were speaking. Like, bro, that's one of them tracks, bro. Like, Nas Laws takes, bro. You come back and be like, dang, Salute was talking like that then.
Right.
Bro, that's deep.
Right.
That's deep, bro. For
that,
sure.
Man.
For sure, bro.
Just for you to acknowledge that, man, I feel like, you know, that's why I do music.
Man,
like,
come
other
on,
people
bro.
Do music for whatever reasons.
Right,
you know,
right.
And I respect that as well. I salute that. But for me, it's just getting the respect from
that's
my
right,
colleagues
that's
and the
right,
peers
sure.
from the messages I'm delivering.
Bro, that's
sure.
real. I'm telling you,
sure.
each one teach one. Keep doing what you're doing, for sure, bro. You different out here, bro.
I appreciate
that. Know that, for sure, bro.
I appreciate that,
bro. You know it, for sure.
I like what you got going on here, too, man. Giving people. You know, a platform to speak their mind in a, you know, in a very descriptive way, so the people can see us in a way that we want to be seen.
That's right, bro.
We appreciate you too, bro.
For sure. That's what it's about,
for
bro. Because
sure.
we done enough, you know, tearing down.
Right.
It's time to build, bro.
Right.
Like that's what it's about, for sure,
right.
man. You know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure.
So for sure, bro.
For sure.
How do you deal with the politics while we on that, how do you deal with the politics in the industry? How do you deal with it?
You know, I can say this. I've been fortunate enough to be able to navigate through it because I'm independent.
Right.
I feel like when you're independent, you can kind of avoid a lot of the stuff, yes, the political stuff. Yes. You know, gotcha. What I'm saying? You already know.
Right. As, you know as that track. You right. Like, labels wouldn't have that. Right. Like, wait, hold on. He's speaking. He's saying something. No, right. But no, you're right.
So
right.
When you're independent, you can kind of take more scenic routes and kind of when you can see what's on the highway and take a scenic route and still get to where you're trying to go.
That was a bar.
That was a bar, bro.
For real.
Wow. That was a bar, for sure. For respect real. That. Respect that.
For sure.
While we're on the scenic route,
okay.
Music off, driving down the highway.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Man. My people, man, come like on, the betterment of our people, how we eating, how we treating each other, what we're investing our money in, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of people that look to me for inspiration,
gotcha.
And I love it. So I'm always thinking of the next move as the best move for
right.
me.
That's
how
real.
I can, you know, empower my people, dog.
That's real.
That's all I'm doing it for real.
Businessman, entrepreneur.
For sure.
Recording artist.
For sure.
Father?
Not yet.
Gotcha. Okay,
not yet.
Gotcha.
Not yet.
All these things. Are you making time for yourself?
I am, man. You know, I'm getting more into traveling. You know,
okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I've been going to Jamaica a little bit.
For sure, yeah, right.
So I'm trying to get
that's
more
right,
into,
that's right.
you know, working and kind of balancing, you know, the aspect of enjoying myself.
For sure,
so, yeah,
for sure. Gotcha. So. And as you know, with that, you know, is that one? That's just like that's almost your second home, Jamaica.
Yeah.
You just that's where I'm there. I'm back.
Gotcha. Man, I'm thinking about buying some property
out there, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah,
that's
so I'm
real.
Thinking I've actually went down Christmas and I kind of did a little recon. You know about the recon?
Yes, for sure.
Kind of looking at, put my eyes on some different pieces,
that's
and
dope.
I'm going back. You know, in the top of the summer, me and some of my guys, we
that's
might pull the trigger on
definitely,
something.
Definitely, bro. That's dope.
Sure.
That's dope.
For sure.
Salute. Is it better to be loved or respected?
I think it's better to. It's better to be respected. You know what I'm saying? Because love, I think, is a choice.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We can choose to love. We can choose to love them fortune cookies right there. But, you know, respect is something that is intentional.
That's
yeah.
real, bro.
For
That's
sure.
real. That's
sure.
right, bro. That's a fact. Respect
sure.
that, bro. Having more time or money, which one means the most to you?
Time. Time is something you can't buy, so right. you can't just let it go by. You feel me?
That's
so
real,
I actually
bro.
Say that in one of my songs.
That's right. Gotcha. Bar.
So you, yeah,
bar.
So you can't just let your time, because you can't go pick it off no shelf and get it.
That's real, bro.
So you can't just let it go by, because it ain't something you can go by. So
that's
I definitely
real.
Say time.
For sure. Marriage. Is that something you'll ever see yourself being doing?
Yeah, eventually when I meet that special someone that make me feel secure enough and that we can go all in,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But right now I'm so locked in with
locked
the people
in.
That I'm with, you know, and the people that love me.
Right.
So I ain't saying it out the cause. It's definitely
gotcha,
possible.
Right,
that's what
real.
I want. Everybody
that's
want
real.
A family. So that's what I'm aiming
Come
for
on,
sure.
That's what's up, man.
For sure.
Salute.
For sure.
Sure. For sure.
For sure.
When it's all said and done, what is Salute's legacy?
Just giving.
Giving,
you know, positive energy, you
Come
know, recirculation, hope,
Real.
You know what I'm saying? Like respect, like you say,
that's right.
That's what Salute is, respect.
Respect.
And ambition, just not to give up, be relentless on what you're doing. Stand on what you believe in
that's
and
real.
Go after it, man.
That's real, bro.
Yeah,
respect.
So that's what I want people to remember me by.
One of my favorite quotes is, man, you know, you want a good life, give.
Right, for
that's
sure.
One of my favorite quotes,
for
man.
Sure.
That's
so
real,
that's what
bro.
You're gonna get in return.
That's right, that's
for
a
sure.
fact, that's a fact. Bro, what's next for you, man? You know, 2024, you know, I know you got a lot in the works. First quarter, what's
yeah,
next for you?
That's a good question, man. But next, we working on this thing. We pushing out with Beat King called Rich.
Come on.
And yeah, pretty much telling people
hard
don't
too.
Be lazy. Appreciate
on,
it,
yeah.
man. You know,
yeah,
like,
video hard, too.
Appreciate
yes,
it, bro. You just
oh, yeah, of course,
appreciate
course.
It, man. So, yeah, shout out to Beat King, man. We running that right now. Shout out to DJ Plug.
Come on, for sure.
DJ Chaos, DJ Jay White, everybody out there. DJ Bigger Rank and Tampa Mystic.
Come on, now.
Everybody help me run them numbers up, man. Y'all gonna see that on the charts real soon.
That's
so after
saying.
That, I got a few more singles, and then I'm gonna drop my project. I got an EP I'm doing with Beat King, and
come
I got
on.
One I'm doing with Bun B. So,
dope, bro. Bro,
and then I'm doing
playing,
one
man.
By
come
myself.
On, bro.
Yeah,
ain't
yeah.
playing out here,
yeah.
bro.
Y'all
got
fly
sure.
pressure, man.
You got
to.
That's
sure.
right, bro. Bro, if you could look into this camera,
yeah.
if you could give one, you know, just for your fans, man, just a word, encouragement, inspiration, man, so that they can continue on. You know, who's following your footsteps right now? Like,
right.
if you could just give that one thing.
Right.
What's that one thing you'll give them?
Believe in your good, man. Don't stop. If you feel that in your stomach, that's God talking to you. Pull a trigger on that.
Wow.
Put in the work necessary to do it because you know it's in your mind. Follow your first mind and go do that, man. Don't
wow.
wait on it.
Respect.
For sure.
Respect, bro.
For sure.
Respect.
For sure.
Bro, as a tradition on the integrity response, if you could reach into that bowl,
okay.
grab one fortune cookie,
okay.
open it, read it to your fans.
Okay.
Just like that, brother. We out of here, man.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got, y'all. Let's see what's popping.
Shout out to Lala the Builder, man. You already know it.
Shout
cool.
out to Lala.
You know it.
Let's see if we can open this thing. We're going to get a little hood with
yeah,
it.
So you know it.
All right, let's see what we got. Okay. All right. Only the wisest and stupidest of men never change.
Bro, that's crazy. Wow. That's crazy, bro. Wow.
So that means be water, y'all.
Wow, be water.
Be water. Be Bruce Lee.
Bruce
be
Lee
water.
Said it. Fighters.
Be water.
Respect.
For sure.
Respect, brother.
For sure. Appreciate you for having me, dog. Salute. Appreciate you, man.
You already know what it is, man. Salute.
Yes, sir.
Integrity Response. We signing off.
You already know.
2024. We out.
You know it.